Country Club FM.
All right, it's time for what's going to be described as an upscale, high-volume, fast-paced Bob Almanac here today. And we've got an Almanac quiz coming up here. So listen to everything that we say, because anything and everything could be the subject of the question. On today's Bob Almanac, and we'll do the Almanac live out at the fair once again, too. That's always a treat.
Always a fun time.
Get out there early for the Bob Almanac. Wednesday, August 7th, 219th day of the year. They're dwindling, 146 left. 1882, this is when the famous feud between the Hatfields and the McCoys. The Hatfields were West Virginia.
Right on the border.
The McCoys of Kentucky. Is that anywhere near the Cumberland Gap?
I don't know.
But they, you know, the whole thing stemmed from somebody didn't return the other's weed whip.
Right.
That's where it was. It was something very trivial.
A yard tool that didn't get returned, and it was deadly.
Like 100 people were killed or injured. So it was not
that many.
Yes, they were. Yes, there were. There weren't 100 people killed, but when you add up the number of people killed and injured, it was 100.
Really?
I've got the stat right here.
All right.
Look it up if you can
figure
out that browser.
I saw the miniseries.
With Army flying fortresses accompanying them, the Marines launched their attack on Japan's Solomon Island bases. These are the first films of the United States' initial step toward recapturing Japanese positions in the Pacific. At 0 hour, every ship breaks out the national ensign.
U.S. forces landed on Guadalcanal this date, 1942, and as you heard the announcer say, the first major Allied offensive in the Pacific during World War II. Look out, Japan, we're coming. It's basically what they were saying. 1948, real audio from the first ever black woman to win an Olympic gold medal.
After I won the gold medal, King George awarded me this medal, Queen Elizabeth's father. And that's something that I can remember for a long time, because
her name is Alice Coachman. It was the 1948 Olympic Games in London. She won the high jump, and that was before the Fosbury flop. That's where they kind of ran and jumped over the high jump, kind of face first.
Right.
And, you know, the knees and legs over, but they didn't do back over like the Fosbury flop. I think that was still 20 years away.
Probably,
from being introduced. But Alice Coachman. This date making history, 1948. This date in 57, Oliver Hardy passed away. He was 65 years old.
Hilarious.
He and, of course, Stanley Laurel worked together some 30 years, and they never broke up. They didn't have the issues that an Abbott and Costello had or a Martin and Lewis.
Did you ever see the movie about them?
I didn't.
I
was preparing for this, I realized, you know what? I need to do that, but they haven't gotten around to it.
The launching is flawless. Man's 14th space messenger to date goes into an elliptical path 150 miles from Earth at its closest, 26,000 miles out at its farthest point.
NASA launched Explorer 6, which was the first ever satellite to send back a picture of the Earth. It's that satellite is the reason why we have satellite imagery. Bud Kraling was thrilled to finally have satellite imagery that he could use on the Channel 4 weather. He didn't have to use those clouds with the Velcro or the magnetic to put up against the board behind him. He actually had something to go by scientifically.
Yes.
That was this
big
date, 1959. How about 74 in New York?
Sergeant Charles Daniels, who talked Petit off the high wire, called it a first-rate performance.
He was bouncing up and down. His feet were actually leaving the wire, and then he would resettle back on the wire again. And then he would go down on one knee, and he had balanced his hand pole and lay down on his back and put his hands behind his neck and just completely relax and swing one of his legs over the wire.
It was quite the deal this date. French daredevil Philippe Petit walked a tightrope between the two World Trade Center towers in New York. They snuck in, they hid, they slept, they woke up the next day, used a crossbow to shoot the cable over to their buddy on the other side, and he went and did it. He got arrested, and he was sentenced to just doing a free show in the park for kids, Central Park. Philippe Petit. Wasn't that part of the Addams Family intro?
Yes.
Philippe Petit. Isn't that part of the Addams Family song?
We'll have to do some fact-checking.
Petit. So Philippe Petit in the news this date, 1974. 1990, it was the Gulf War.
In my direction, elements of the 82nd Airborne Division
as well as key units of the United States Air Force, are arriving today to take up defensive positions in Saudi Arabia.
It was officially the start of Operation Desert Shield in Saudi Arabia. This date, 1990. 97, Garth.
6 o'clock Friday,
he might be in Central Park with Philippe Petit. I'm not sure, but this was 97 when Garth Brooks played a free concert in New York Central Park. You know how many people came out to see Garth, estimated?
500,000.
900,000. 900,000. That was real audio of him playing at Central Park. Because that's all we use here on the Almanac is real audio. That was in 97, 99.
And there's a drive. Deep right field. It has gone!
That's Wade Boggs. He became the first player ever to get his 3,000th hit.
The hit that makes history.
Wow.
On a home run.
Oh,
and
sure.
Boggs wasn't a home run hitter.
No, he was not.
And I looked it up. We've had two since, both for the Yankees, A-Rod and Derek Jeter. Each got 3,000. I remember Jeter's getting his 3,000th on the home run. A-Rod, I didn't pay attention to him because he is a
cheater.
Yes.
What about, wasn't Molitor's on a triple?
Triple.
Wasn't he the
That's
first
the only,
to do
the first and only. They haven't had one since.
Right.
He's failing them terribly. And this is why he needs to be recalled. Mm-hmm. And this is why I'm going to run for governor of the state of
California. Oh, my goodness. big announcement. There's a bomb in there. Arnold Schwarzenegger announced his plans to run. Get to the chop. Who doesn't do an Arnold impersonation?
Yeah,
it's not even a big thing right now.
Right.
That was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno 2003. Of course, he ran for governor, and he did win.
Yes, he did.
Barry Bonds is a
cheater.
And Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep. It is out of here.
I don't recognize his record.
I don't either.
I do not recognize his record.
I'm still a Henry Aaron guy.
Hank Aaron, for me, still has the record. San Francisco Giants, Barry Bonds hit number 756. There's the call of it. 2007. How about birthdays? Oh, more baseball.
Two strikes, ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three. A no-hitter, a perfect game for Don Larson.
Oh, boy.
Runs out there. He leaps the
Must be 1956.
Don Larson, 90 today.
Wow, he's still with us.
He's still with us.
That's
at
awesome.
90. The only perfect game. In fact, the only no-hitter ever in World Series history still to this date.
And he was basically a 500 pitcher.
Yeah.
He was not a great pitcher.
He was
but
a Martin Perez. He was a Les Straker.
Right, he had a great day.
He was not their ace. Don Larson is 90 today. Garrison Keillor, one of our guys, a Prairie Home Companion, had to leave that show. It was a little bit scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
Garrison Keillor is 77.
But she looks in my
eyes. Oh, sorry.
And makes me realize when she says, don't worry, baby.
That's B.J. Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. And put this down. I'm putting in a formal request for a B.J. Thomas Fave 5 for me.
All right.
Put that on the list.
Duly noted.
Sometime before the end of the year. I think people would enjoy it. He is 77. David Rashi, he was Sledgehammer.
Trust me. I know what I'm doing.
Was on for three seasons. It was a great show on
ABC.
It was
a good show.
That guy, he was like my dad's hero. He had a signed picture and a signed photo of David Rashi, a Sledgehammer.
Really?
It was hanging in our living room. He is 75 today. How about Alan Page?
Alan Page been all over the field all afternoon.
It was Alan Page who really did it. Double H.
Number 88, Alan Page, was the first man to get to the ball carrier.
Page, number 88, in my opinion, is one of the finest defensive tackles in football.
He was an absolute monster. He was the reason Jerry Kramer stayed retired and didn't come out of retirement, the offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers. Alan Page. What I loved about Alan Page was his face mask. I thought it was menacing. Everybody else had kind of these thin little face masks, and he had this big thing.
Yeah, full kind of.
It looked like a cow catcher on a big locomotive that was steaming down the tracks.
He was the first defensive lineman to be an MVP of the league.
71?
Yeah.
1971.
Yeah, he was disruptive. The quickness and the skill.
And what a life, great. Though. Think what about his life. I mean, he was a marathoner, and he lost too much weight, so Bud cut him. Then he went back to college, and he was studying to be a lawyer when he was still playing, right? And then he became Minnesota Supreme Court judge.
Pretty impressive. He's one of the good guys.
74. Rodney Crowell is 69. We know what he sounds like. Happy birthday. He's been a great singer, songwriter, and artist.
For sure.
Newman.
I love broccoli. It's good for you.
Really? Then maybe you'd like to have a piece.
Gladly.
You can have mine.
Vile weed!
he and President George H.W. Bush, they're in the same camp on that one. That's a Wayne.
And me.
Wayne Knight, he was in Jurassic Park, and of course he was a mail carrier Newman on Seinfeld. He's 64. What time is it? This one, very recognizable. You know it from The X-Files.
Oh, yes.
David Duchovny, 59 today. The Mavericks, you hear them here on Bob.
Yes. Let's play a Maverick song. And a Rodney Crowell.
So there's Raul Malo, 54 today. He's the lead singer of the Mavericks. Raul Malo, 54. Charlize, Game of Thrones, is 44. Happy birthday to her. She's been in a lot of movies.
Italian and job. My favorite.
Very good in that. Sid the Kid, Sidney Crosby, is getting to be an old man. He's long in the tooth.
Mm.
And some people don't like him. He can get a little dirty.
Yes.
Sidney Crosby, although he can score a lot of goals, and he's done a nice job for the Penguins, leading them to multiple.
When you say long in the tooth, how long?
I don't know how long.
How old is he?
He's 32.
Oh, that
for the NHL.
Well, I suppose.
32 for that. I mean, he's closer to the end of his career than the start of his career. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
But they still call him Sid the Kid, but he's no longer a kid, just like when they call Kevin Garnett, the kid.
Right.
And he was well into his 30s. But sure. Sidney Crosby is 32.
Gone but not forgotten. She was caught spying for Germany, Mata Hari. And then France, the Allies, caught her and executed her. Mata Hari, born in this day, 1876.
What were her tactics? World War I. Her tactics?
She was an exotic dancer.
Ah.
Yeah, she showed skin.
She would get amorous with people that she wanted information
whatever
from.
It took. And then it came to an abrupt end. She was the witch of the North, the good witch.
Yeah.
Billy Burke from Wizard of Oz.
I'm Glinda, the witch of the North. You are? Oh, I beg your pardon, but I've never heard of a beautiful witch before.
Only bad witches are ugly.
Samantha Stevens. Excuse me.
Yeah.
She's the witch in the north. The witch in the north. Of course, people watch Game of Thrones know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Billy Burke there, 1884. Songwriter Felice Bryant, the Hall of Fame composer, co-wrote numerous hits for the Everly Brothers, including Bye Bye Love, Wake Up a Little Susie. Hall of Fame songwriters. Felice Bryant, Boudelot and Bryant, 1925. Carl Switzer, he was Alfalfa.
Me if all those endearing young charms your day dawned so fondly.
A little pitchy.
Today.
Yeah, a little pitchy. Mm-hmm. A little trouble. I think he's missing more notes than he's hitting.
Yes, I would have to agree with that. But, you know, we give him A for effort. He was Alfalfa on the Our Game film series. Carl Switzer, born on this day, 1927. He worked with the Platters. Here's Herb Reed.
I'm the great pretender, adrift in a world of my own.
Herb Reed there, born on this day, 1928. And our blues musician with the great name for today, Magic Slim. Mm-hmm. It was his birth name, Magic Slim, born on this day, 1937. They're gone. But not forgotten.
And your staff almost missed one.
Get me Mr. Saito. Get me Mr. Saito, ladies and gentlemen.
Get me Mr. Saito. If I can talk to this man from Japan, maybe I can get to it. I can't believe what has
here,
been...
Let you talk to Mr. Saito. He's the man
What were you trying to do?
How's your Japanese, Neil? I think he said, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. I think he said that. I think that was Japanese for let me tell you something, Mean Gene, is what he said. And that's Mr. Masa Saito, who at one point in time... I guess his birthday was today, but it's actually February 1st.
Oh.
As I was doing some research here, it came up that his birthday was today, and then I did, and then I found that clip, and then I did more research and found out that it was actually February 1st. But February 1st is a Saturday, so he wouldn't get a chance to use that, so I used it today. So it's the pseudo birthday for Masa Saito. Mr. Saito, the Far East West connection. He was part of that Ken Butera thing, Ken Patera thing, where he had trouble at the McDonald's.
Right.
He was born this state, or February 1st, actually, 1942. Now they're all
gone.
But not forgotten. He died just last summer, Mr. Saito. Here's our quiz question for the day today. And these, again, the big prize pair of tickets, State Fair.
Includes
entry tickets to the fair itself. That's a nice prize in itself. And then, of course, you get grandstand tickets, Atkins, Black, Clark. So here you go. What year did Alan Page win that MVP award as a defensive lineman? Unbelievable.
Yeah, it had never been heard of. I mean, your MVPs were always quarterbacks, running backs, you know, and then all of a sudden a defensive lineman? What?
A long snapper has never won the MVP
award.
Sometime in my lifetime we need to have that. So what year was it that Alan Page won the MVP? 763-450-0100. First caller, correct answer, wins those tickets. Good luck.
Was it Hits, Hats, History Tour?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Please dial
carefully,
safely, and pull over if you are, of course.
Right.
Or you can just say, call Bob FM.
Right.
If you've got the hands free, call Bob FM. You should be doing that right now.
I saw a guy with his phone to his ear talking.
Darn it.
Yesterday. I couldn't believe it.
Come on, pal. Come on. George Jones, the one I loved back then. Earl Thomas Conley, What I'd Say. Or our birthday guy, Rodney Crowell, I Couldn't Leave You If I Tried.
Yep. Rodney.
See me in Richfield today, guys.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany.